Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Now, I'm pro-vaccine, but I find it very, very odd when somebody is suffering from a side effect, let's say, to a vaccine, and a really bad one, or they lose a family member, and they are asked to make a public statement on if they, quote-unquote, regret getting the vaccine. Well, now that you're going to be published and you're being interviewed and somebody could trace it back to you, I think many of these people feel like they have to say, no, I don't regret getting the vaccine. It's okay, I don't regret getting the vaccine. Almost like they are afraid to say something. Now, maybe they don't, maybe they think that, you know what, take one for the team. Yep, this Tennessee woman, young woman, athletic woman, hasn't been able to walk, I believe now she hasn't been able to walk or see out of one of her eyes, I think for a week. She's got swollen legs. She's bedridden, from what I understand. She's an angel. And she has no regret that she received the vaccine. Now, mind you, I'm pro-vaccine. This isn't about trying to badmouth or talk bad about a vaccine. We still don't know for 100% if it was proven that the vaccine caused the clots. But the problem I'm having, whether it's a COVID vaccine, whether it's anything else going on, is I don't think we're getting brutal honesty anymore. I think brutal honesty has been canceled, has been punished so badly that people are afraid to say something. I mean, if I had a blood clot and I wasn't sure what gave it to me, and I was bedridden, and I was scared that I may never gain use of my legs again, I'm going to say, this sucks. Whatever I did surrounding this whole episode, I regret. Right? This sucks. If I lost my husband, like that one lady did in Florida, she wanted to kind of raise awareness that her husband had lost his platelets after receiving, I forget if it was the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, his platelets dropped, he ends up getting a hemorrhagic stroke, rare, rare side effect. She almost felt like she had to, and bless her for doing this, say, look, we don't regret the shot. I'm just telling you guys there might be something else out there. There might be something going on. We just want to raise awareness. And the thing that's bothering me is the fear that people are having of just saying it like it is. I mean, if you're mad that you lost your husband, you could say it. You could say, look, I'm not blaming the vaccine, but this sucks. Now, if this was the vaccine, this sucks. I mean, I get COVID is deadly, but I'm sorry. I'm pretty upset. Things could have been different if he didn't, do X, Y, and Z that day. And again, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. I got the vaccines. In fact, blood clots can happen with any of the vaccines. It's not just Johnson & Johnson, which we've talked about. There are side effects to flu shots. There's side effects to everything. So I'm not anti-vaccine. But what I'm anti is this societal pressure on people to not say what they think. If I was in my 20s and I couldn't walk, I mean, let the girl say this sucks. Yeah, I'm having second thoughts. This really sucks. And as a physician, we have studied people in pain. We have studied people with depression and anxiety. And the one thing we do is we don't want to silence those who are suffering from depression, anxiety, and pain. We want you to let it out. If you are sad about something, don't try to stop your cry. Have your cry. Cry it out. If you're hurting and you want to cuss, there's been studies that have shown that cussing helps lower the pain. Go ahead and cuss. And so I'm nervous that, and with a whole variety of things, we are starting to really curb and have these, all eyes are on us saying, oh, no, it's okay, I'm fine with it, I am totally fine with it. There's no way anybody's fine with it. I mean, you could still be pro a cause. Is that the problem? Is it because somebody says one thing and the media twists it such that now everybody's afraid to say that one thing? I mean, this is obviously a multifaceted problem. People are afraid to say something because they don't want to get canceled, and they're afraid to say something because if the media takes one sound bite, they could make it look like you're anti-vaccine, or you want people to die of COVID, or whatever, or you're racist, or you're not, you know, people can take one thing you say and extrapolate it and accuse you of stuff such that I see people programmed to just say whatever they think is going to get caught on a recording. Now, you might think, okay, you know what, yeah, but that's only if a reporter asks you a question. You could talk freely, you know, at home, can you? My phone is listening. All our phones are listening. I mean, I'll be on air and I'll say something and Siri will pop on going, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I'm not even talking to you. Why are you listening? How many times have I gone on the computer and whether it was just my regular search engine or social media, it brings up an ad for sports bras? I think I was talking about how I needed like a double sports bra one day, you know, playing, I don't know, whatever I was playing, volleyball. And all of a sudden there's bra ads showing super strong sports bras. We're being listened to. And so for those people out there that want to be brutally honest about how they feel, we're being silenced. And you can only live at X amount of years trying to hide and watch everything you say. I don't know if you guys saw the Coming to America sequel, but many people critiqued it because Eddie Murphy wasn't as funny as he used to be. He wasn't very funny in it. Well, he wasn't very funny in it because he has to watch everything he says. Eddie Murphy isn't being the Eddie Murphy we remember from the 80s and 90s. And mind you, a lot of the stuff he said was inappropriate, but we have all, whether it's in Hollywood, whether it's in politics, whether it's within our homes, whether it's us suffering from something in a hospital, we've all learned that we cannot be brutally honest. And I don't know if that's a good thing. 1-877-DR-NO HOLE.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so how many of you out there are lonely? Now, I know you guys are going, oh, no, Dr. Dahlia is going to get all touchy-feely. And this is going to be all lovey-dovey and no. This is good, okay? And this is important because this is, again, something nobody wants to be brutally honest about. How many of you are lonely? Call in 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and not just because of the pandemic. In general, were you lonely? Were you having trouble getting a date? Did your kids move out and you have empty nest syndrome? Does your partner not really talk to you? Do your neighbors kind of stay away from you? Are you just noticing that your social life stinks and you've been okay with it and you think you like it? I want to hear from you. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I never really experienced loneliness until the pandemic. And I was still shocked that I felt lonely. I mean, I'm pretty extroverted. Being a quote-unquote essential worker, I was still out there and I was still busy and I was still, you know, doing media and seeing patients. But it was different. It was less. And I would go hours without talking to somebody, and that wasn't my norm. You know, growing up in a family, I had an older sister and I had parents, so I kind of already was in a family where you had an older sister, and that, you know, sister was assigned to watch you. So even if you wanted to be alone, you know, she would have been in trouble if anything happened to me. So I was never lonely as a kid. Then I had two younger brothers. And then I'm in college. Then I'm in medical school. Then I'm in residency. And you're begging to have a night off. You are begging to have nobody beep you or call you. Then I got married, then I had kids, and maybe your social life starts to drop a little bit, you know, because now that you're married, you can't have all your guy friends coming over and hanging out. But still, you still have an active, friendly life. Then comes COVID, and I'm not as around patients anymore. I'm not as around students anymore. Friends have been all kind of, you know, bunkering down. Even if they didn't want to, there was no place to go. Places really weren't open, and you almost felt guilty. And so, yeah, it got kind of lonely. Even though I still have a full household, and I got tons of cats and dogs, but I gotta tell you, I didn't do well. I was more stressed. I think I ate more. I went to eating. Even though I exercised every day, I think I turned that into stress. And you're going to be seeing these reports and these headlines on how loneliness is a public health crisis. And you're going to be like, okay, come on, we got bigger fish to fry. We sell the tobacco, we sell the opioid crisis. The opioid crisis is showing that it killed more people this last year than in previous years. We have COVID. We have all sorts of things going on. Are we really going to care about loneliness? And I think we do. I think that's that lost vitamin that we forget has to be included in our daily regimen, because people who are lonely have been found to have depression, found to have anxiety, found to have inflammation within their vessel walls, high blood pressure. And loneliness can be very easily cured with a phone call, with a party, with a, you know, hug, you know, a camaraderie, having them join in. You know, it's interesting. Some of the students who I knew didn't have a support system throughout this, I would kind of call or text and go, how you be? You know, how's it going over there? And because I know a lot of students couldn't even go into the hospital or couldn't go into the classroom. And again, if I had to do that as a student, I was always surrounded by people. So to think that I would have to lock down, or to think that I couldn't be around people. And even during the lockdown, students were like, yeah, let's go out. Let's secretly all, you know, do something. It's like, you know, not supposed to. Governor will get mad. But young people especially have never been through loneliness. So it was a pretty big sort of adjustment, which is maybe why we're seeing so many more cases of COVID rise with younger people, because they hated being alone and they don't want to be alone. They don't want to be alone again. So the second they were able to hang out with others, they jumped on that. But older individuals have learned to compensate. Older individuals who have lost their spouse, whose kids have moved away, who might have alienated their family, alienated their friends, they've started to just get into that habit of being alone. And the internet hasn't helped. And social media hasn't helped. You know, people will say, you know, oh yeah, you know, let's all go out. Let's all, you know, you're like, you know, I like them, but I don't really want to go out. I don't want to spend money. Nah, let's just Zoom me, or, you know, Facebook me, or text me. Or, I mean, I've even noticed that with some people, I'm like, I don't want to go out. Tonight, going out with some of our friends, cannot wait. And I mean, I like them a lot, and I love going out with them, but I notice, because I haven't gone out much, you know, it's starting to be like a real, real big deal to be able to go out and see people. And so there's actually charities out there and many other sorts of entities that are trying to help attack this loneliness. And some of you will say, all right, if somebody calls me up out of the blue and goes, you know, hi, my name is Lulu, and I'm here to be your virtual friend, I'd hang up on him. And it's interesting, too, because even when I was lonely, you'd get a spam call or a robocall or somebody going, hi, are you Dahlia? And they would pronounce my name. I'm like, yeah. Yes, you must know who I am. Yeah, yeah, how you be? Well, you know, I'm here to, you know, sell you car insurance. Or I'm here to talk about your car's extended warranty. And I'm like, and I just hang up. You know, I don't need an extended warranty. No, thank you. You know, I thought you were really calling and you knew my name because you really wanted to know how I was, you know? It was insulting. So I'm sure the average person that got a call would hang up. So if you are lonely, what would work? Okay, well, I love church activities, temple activities. I think that helps, you know, because you have a common thread. And some of you might not be that religious. But when church or temple or mosque groups get together, they do some cool stuff. It's not all about prayer. I mean, I'm Jewish. So when Jewish people get together, they eat. So there's food. So when I hear my temple has an event, there's going to be food. But there was a poker tournament last weekend. There was food. Yeah, I'm going to be there. So, you know, sometimes eating brings people together. So church activities, that kind of thing. Let's say you have a common, passion for something in the community. Whether it's a blood donation, whether it's homeless populations, whether it's kids. There are tons of charities out there that need volunteers. And just because you volunteer doesn't mean you have to work 40 hours a week. And it allows you to still do what you have passion for. It allows you to still help the community, and you get to be around others. And then, of course, there's dating sites. And I know dating sites are scary. But maybe it's not a dating site you should look for, but maybe a interest site. Like, there's, I think, interest sites, like people really, really big on Star Wars, or big on Star Trek, or big on Lord of the Rings. And there are these groups that allow you to talk and meet and do things. You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm very extroverted, and with what I do, I'm always around people. But one thing that I noticed helped the loneliness a little bit was I got an Oculus for the family for Christmas, that virtual headset that you put on and then you can play games. Well, I played Beat Saber, and I didn't want to be online with others. It kind of freaked me out because I thought online people were predators. And then I decided to play Beat Saber against some other online people. And you only see their avatars. But I noticed that when they would when they would try to, like, make hand movements and communicate with you and then wave, you know, or this, I noticed it was pretty, pretty cool that I'm talking to somebody that could be across the globe right now playing a game. Many of you guys that play video games, you already communicate with others. And I hear my kids. You know, they're cussing at people. And I, you know, and then, Mom, I just told this person in New Zealand to blank, blank. I'm like, why are you doing that? He could come and beat your butt. He's in New Zealand, Mom. You think he's in New Zealand. He could be across the street. Don't be stupid. So there's ways, even if you don't want to see a person in the flesh and you're worried about COVID or you're worried about predators, you know, there are still ways to manage your loneliness. You don't have to give them your credit card. You don't have to meet a stranger. But I think it really is something that we need to incorporate in our everyday regimen, like a vitamin, to make sure that we are around others, even if it's going grocery shopping. You know, and getting a smile from the cashier. We need this. Humans have to be around other humans. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA-NO-BOY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people were killed and several others wounded in a mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility on Thursday night. Multiple other victims are in local hospitals, one of whom is in critical condition. The gunman took his own life, NDPD said in a press conference. Critics accused Twitter Thursday of banning Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe from its platform over the group exposing CNN as a propaganda mouthpiece.
After we released all these bombshell recordings into CNN showing them calling themselves propaganda, it's pretty extraordinary timing, but there are fundamental principles here we have to fight for, and I'm confident we're going to create an army of people that are going to follow in our footsteps. We have no other option. So we are suing Twitter on Monday.
Mr. O'Keefe on Fox News. Project Veritas showed footage of CNN technical director Charles Chester revealing the liberal network's bias and propaganda this week. We are USA Radio News. Republican Vice President Mike Pence had some new hardware installed. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mike Pence now has a pacemaker. He had the surgery after experiencing a slow heart rate. He's 61 years old. His office reported the procedure was successful, and he's expected to make a full recovery. He's expected to return to his normal activity in a few days. In a statement, Pence said his family had been truly blessed by the work of dedicated healthcare professionals. Pence did have a previously disclosed heart condition.
The American Heart Association says there's about 3 million people worldwide with pacemakers, and each year 600,000 pacemakers are implanted. As Democrats want 4 more justices on the Supreme Court, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no plans to bring the issue to the floor.
I think it's an idea that should be considered. In answer to your question, I have no plans to bring it to the floor. No.
Happy TGIF to you, and thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So yesterday I was asked by a physician why overflow facilities weren't used to the degree that they should have when hospitals were overwhelmed. Remember in New York, there was the Navy ship? I'm looking at an old article from a year ago, April 6, 2020. And the USNS Comfort Hospital ship, remember, was brought in for overflow COVID patients. It was hardly used. I think one day there was only like maybe 5 people in there, and they weren't COVID patients, which is fine. I mean, when you have a hospital that's overwhelmed, you could maybe designate the hospital to be more COVID central and then move other issues, burn victims, things like that, that might need, you know, isolated care to other facilities, but these relief valves that were supposed to be there for COVID overflow were underutilized. I think the Javits Center was supposed to be turned into an emergency hospital. And by April 6, 2020, they said the facilities were largely empty. And I believe in Vegas, we had an oversurge facility that was used, or maybe it was in Nevada, but again, it wasn't used to the degree that we expected it to be. And this is kind of important, and the reason why I bring this up is, as COVID is starting to spike again, and we'll tell you guys the numbers, I'm so sick of COVID, I kind of wait for COVID to go away. But we are seeing that some areas are overwhelmed. In fact, in, I believe this is Michigan, Michigan is having a third COVID surge, and Dr. Nick Gilpin, Beaumont Health's Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Epidemiology, says it's like a runaway train. And they are setting up triage units and tents outside some of the hospitals to manage the surge. They said more than 800 coronavirus patients fill all 8 of the hospitals in the state's largest healthcare system. They say it's taxing our staff and resources, but there's no policy in place right now, you know, that they had brought up in this Detroit Free Press news article to limit interactions and social distancing and all that. But, you know, mind you, there's a lot of debate on whether that helped anyway. All that was going on, and we're still seeing a surge. But now Beaumont is in a place where they have to put modular triage units and tents outside some of the hospitals to manage the stress on its emergency rooms. So curbside triage units have been put up, and this is eerily similar to what we did see last year, where hospitals did open up tents and take care of people in parking garages, in parking facilities, and those, though, were busy. Those were utilized. And so I think the key here is, if you are going to have additional facilities, they might have to be connected and proximal to the local facilities. But having a ship in the harbor with not a lot of parking, and having to move people over and staff and retrain paramedics on, you know, where to go, and, you know, because, you know, an ambulance could take a patient anywhere, but there needs to be a way for them to take the patient out of the gurney and get the patient very easily where they need to go. And there's a process. And so if the idea, in theory, of, well, we have these search facilities, which is something I have been touting and recommending and urging this whole time on the show, if those aren't very realistic, then what was realistic? Because the problem I have is, I think COVID is coming back, and I think we are going to have higher numbers of cases, and even if COVID gets under control with vaccination, we're going to be overwhelmed then with flu again. I mean, every single year I talk about it, but it doesn't, you know, affect everybody's lives, because we don't have lockdowns and people still move forward and are able to still live their lives and their kids get to go to school. But every year, hospitals are overwhelmed with flu. Yet in some areas now, during the spring and the summer, they're dead. They're empty. So you don't have a lot of enthusiasm to build more hospitals. But we do need to have facilities that we could switch to and turn into hospitals if we need to. Now, nobody's going to invest in the money in a hospital that sits around empty for half of the year. Then maybe what we need to do is have, and I don't like the idea of tents, because trust me, wintertime is pretty cold, but maybe we do need to have means where makeshift facilities can be on the parking lot or the parking areas, or maybe buildings get annexed next to the hospital that can be used and turned around. Because I think that's the underlying theme. People won't go to a facility that's isolated and out in the water or across town. But if the hospital's overwhelmed, they can move them to the garage. Now, mind you, the garage isn't ideal because there's carbon monoxide. There's, if there are cars driving, it isn't ideal and people still need parking. But maybe that's what we need to have been working on this whole time. And here we are, April, mid-April, and in Michigan, they're overwhelmed. They're, a lot of their hospitals are becoming to be overwhelmed. So this isn't going to be just a Michigan thing. Unless we figure out that they have some unique strain, this is going to affect all of us. So overall, what have the numbers been looking like? Well, hospitals are ticking up. Right, now we're at about 9,700 people currently in the hospital, still way lower than it used to be. We used to have 40, 50,000 people in the hospital last year, but it is going up when it should be going down, especially with vaccinations. Another 5,400 cases reported. Again, a lot of people really aren't getting tested if they're not very sick. So public officials, yeah, they'd like them to get tested, but not as urgent as, you know, people who are unfortunately sick. We had another 60 deaths. So the death rates are still going up. But in terms of the percentages, they're staying hopefully flat. India, however, is grappling with daily close to 200,000 cases a day, close to 1,000 deaths a day. And their numbers, they say, are underreported because you don't have a lot of people being able to get access to tests. UK, Russia still grappling with cases. Germany, Poland, Iran, Mexico. Mexico, again, a lot of variant debate on the numbers that are coming in, but Mexico is still grappling with a surge in cases. So all these, you know, we unfortunately are seeing throughout the globe some spikes in cases as the vaccine rollout is slow. In terms of death rates and states that are getting affected, again, it all depends on when the reporting is coming in, but we're seeing cases in most of the states slowly rise. So personally, I want to prevent anything from what we dealt with last year to happen again. I think we are done with the whole lockdown thing. I think we are done with our kids not being able to be in school and them regressing and people gaining weight and people being lonely and people not being able to make money and their careers being lost and businesses they took years to build becoming destroyed. So then what is the answer? Well, the answer is making sure the hospitals don't get overwhelmed. There's going to be a call in Michigan to lock down because the hospitals are overwhelmed. Well, then that's a logistical issue. You can build more facilities. You can build more beds. You can expand. But if nobody's going to use the surge facilities, then we need to rethink where we're going to do the surge facilities. I don't like the idea of tents in the parking lot, but apparently those were more enthusiastically embraced than a Navy ship that was brought into New York. 1-877-DR-KELLY.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Brad Pitt was seen being wheeled out of a wheelchair after having a, quote, dental procedure, and reports said that Brad Pitt, who's 57 years old, was having his wisdom teeth removed. Now, he looked pretty skinny in the wheelchair, but then again, you know, actors will lose a lot of weight before certain roles, and so, you know, he's pretty thin as it is, and then getting ready for a role, because the camera makes you look bigger than you are. Trust me, I've painfully endured that most of my life. Yeah, he looked kind of skinny, and he was in a hoodie and sunglasses and a mask, so I don't know how people knew it was Brad Pitt, but apparently they knew it was Brad Pitt. And he was being wheeled out of the hospital, or wheeled out of a medical center for wisdom teeth surgery. Now, I don't mind the
the wheelchair wheeling somebody out, because they do that for liability. They don't want anybody walking out that has been under anesthesia. But if you have a local, right, for, you know, for wisdom teeth, or if you have, you know, not all wisdom teeth use a local. Sometimes, you know, we do use nitrous oxide. But if you had general anesthesia, you know, or if you have any sort of possible weakness or fatigue or something from the procedure, they will wheel you out in a wheelchair. That's no surprise. I'm just not sure why a 57-year-old was getting his wisdom teeth taken out. So if that's what they want to tell the media, he has a right to have some privacy. Hey, let Brad Pitt go to the doctor. Let him do what he needs to do. Dr. Jill Biden had a procedure. You know, the White House said everything was fine. We don't know what the procedure is. Everybody's like all up in their business. They're allowed to have some privacy. But I get, you know, Brad Pitt especially, we're all worried about him. We're like, oh my gosh, is he okay? Oh, Brad. So, but I don't have a lot to say about wisdom teeth being removed at the age of 57. I mean, I've seen people who didn't have dental insurance, who didn't have money, or wasn't able to get certain dental care done, unfortunately procrastinating and having it put off until they're older. But Brad Pitt had money. I mean, he's been a star for multiple decades, so not exactly sure what was happening. Unless it really wasn't an issue, and now it is. Who knows? But anyway. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A father of seven, 43 years old, has been left paralyzed on one side of his body and unable to talk after family states he received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. So this is the gentleman that I believe, now I thought the seventh person that received a blood clot from the Johnson Johnson vaccine was supposed to be 25. So that report could have been wrong in error yesterday. But today we're being told that Brad Maligari of St. Martin, Mississippi, suffered a stroke caused by a blood clot in his left middle cerebral artery in his brain within 4 hours of being given the Johnson & Johnson shot. Now, this is a little different than what we're being told from the other six women who received the cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, which is not in the artery, but in the vein. This is a different type of blood clot. And also, their blood clots appeared to be at least a week or two after the shot when antibodies could be made. This gentleman suffered a shot within 4 hours, suffered a stroke within 4 hours. So this is different. Now, they have changed that number 6 to 9. There were two people during clinical trials that might have had a stroke, but they hadn't thought it had anything to do with the vaccine, so it wasn't reported. And currently, we don't have any evidence to suggest that the vaccines caused the clot. But obviously, you know, the family's concerned. Many people are concerned to see that a young, healthy gentleman, right, now paralyzed, and it happened within hours. Apparently, co-workers noticed he was slumped, unresponsive at his desk. So they rushed him to the hospital, and doctors diagnosed him with a stroke. Now, he received his vaccine around midday on April 6th and then returned back to the office. Celeste Foster O'Keefe, his aunt and boss, said her nephew suffered from high blood pressure but managed it with medication. Now, high blood pressure does put you at risk for stroke. It's not common in 47-year-olds, but 47-year-olds could have strokes. She said they called me and said he had the vaccine and something is wrong. We think it's a stroke. She said he's a young, healthy 43-year-old, and I immediately thought it, she said, and I said, be sure to tell the doctors that he took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and that, to me, is what caused his stroke, because she's a family member. So there, you know, this is obviously very, very difficult, you know, for the American public to kind of judge and weigh if it's worth the risk, if it's a good decision to get the vaccine. And the first thing you will hear, especially even out of my mouth, is, guys, 7 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines have been given. If there were 7 to 9
possible clots, the numbers are still around 1 in a million. But when you see the case of the Tennessee woman, who was hospitalized for blood clots, and again, she said, I think the vaccines are incredibly important and life-saving. I want to be clear that my case is extraordinarily rare, still being researched. She says a very talented team of doctors is working to determine what may be more susceptible to this reaction, and I'm confident that we'll have answers soon and a more definitive list of folks for whom the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is safe. So she is an athletic woman in her 20s, lives in Nashville, was reportedly in good health before her March 19th vaccination, and within 6 days, she experienced eye pain, throbbing headaches, bruises, swelling, and she was actually discharged from the hospital. Then she was sent to the ICU when they found a heparin-induced thrombocytopenia antibody. And this is something that we see, unfortunately, with some of these vaccine-related clot cases where they have low platelets, and it's a very similar to those rare patients that if you give them a blood thinner, they end up losing antibodies or they lose their platelets pretty quickly. So she's grateful for her care. Again, she doesn't regret getting the vaccine, and we kind of open to talking about this, saying, look, you know, if she wants to privately say this stinks, I hope she gets a chance to do that because that does stink. But the reason why I don't mind the FDA and the CDC pause, and I don't mind there being headlines, because I know a lot of doctors out there are saying, oh, this is horrible, it's going to freak people out about the vaccine. As I said yesterday and the day before, those who are already freaked out about the vaccine, this doesn't change their mind. They weren't getting the vaccine anyway. Just like those who want to get the vaccine are still going to get a vaccine for COVID. So I don't think that's going to change. But we are of the mindset that, all right, somebody has a bad adverse event, guys, keep moving forward because it's, you know, it's for the country, it's in the long term safer. Just like, you know, whenever you see in these wars where people next to other people are getting shot by arrows and the general says, keep going, and people keep going. And you think, you know, gosh, you know, if I saw people around me dying, I'd be like, ah, but the rarity is so rare that, yes, as a doctor, I'm going to say, look, you know, the benefits far outweigh the risks. But you can't be a public health official that immediately dismisses any of these side effects because we have people suffering with stroke. They trusted the government, even though it's rare. It really, really stinks to think that you're healthy and you were told that, you know, you could die of COVID and maybe you might not have, and then you took the risk for a vaccine. So for those of you out there saying, look, I'm just not sold on it, you know, I get that. And, you know, I convinced myself to do it because I thought COVID and the strokes with COVID were far more common than the vaccine. But I tell you, I don't want you to be shamed for being a little hesitant. The 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.